Well, it's time to start Tales of the Whales this week. I've only just got up, so I'm just a little bit tired. Did Mike Tyson win the fight?
I didn't even know there was a fight.
Ah, okay.
I'm not very good on sport.
Nor am I.
And not that I think fighting's a sport anyway.
Boxing, it's the sport of kings.
Oh, I don't like watching people hitting each other. Anyway,
let's... I've never really understood it, as you know. Well, forget that. I mean, we don't do sport anyway. I don't even know why I asked.
No. Well, you were at work last night.
Yeah.
And you're doing very well being up at this time of day.
Yeah.
Only 9:30.
You said, if I go back to my old time, which you don't understand, it's my favourite time to be on the TV and radio in the night time.
Mm.
After dark.
Yeah, no, the thought of going out last night when I was all cosy on the sofa in my pyjamas with the fire lit.
Yeah.
And you're going out to work. I was like, oh, no, thank you.
No, I just enjoy it. And, I mean, I don't think I could do every night. But when I was, you know, I started off in my 20s, I was there 6 nights a week, filling in for anybody who was off. But your energy levels, I've had really bad energy this week.
Well, you haven't had any, have you?
No, none. And yet, I... Feeling a bit better. Have you upped any of my tablets?
Nope.
Right.
You're just on the same ones.
You know, I've had for, in fact, last weekend, and then it sort of just...
Well, you were fine at the weekend, and then I went back to my cottage on the Monday, and the dreadful tiredness and everything set in, and you've had it Monday, Tuesday, and then I came back yesterday, and you seem fine again now.
Well, I could quite easily give in to it, but I figured that as you're around, I really shouldn't.
I think that it just when you're on your own...
And I turned some work down. That's not normal.
No, but I think when you're just sitting on your own, you just get a bit fed up. And
yeah.
And being fed up makes you feel more tired.
Yeah, I know. It's the one thing about having cancer is that it sounds like an excuse, and we talk about it a lot. But it's the sort of thing they call cancer fatigue. It's a real thing.
Yeah, and you have it much worse on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Well, when you're not around, I get it bad.
You do.
But I don't think it's just down to that. It's not psychosomatic.
No, no, when I rang you, you were actually asleep each time.
Yeah.
And I could tell because you were pretending that you hadn't just woken up, but I can tell when you have just woken up.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to put any more stress on you than you've already got. When we talk about, you know, I have, for those people who are new to the podcast, I have terminal cancer. I know it's been going on a long time.
I think I'm going to start calling it interminable cancer.
Interminable cancer, yeah. You have, and we've both kind of been through this before with other partners, haven't we? So
sadly, we have.
Yeah. And sadly... It's more prevalent than ever before. Is that the right word? Prevalent?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't know if it's the right, whether it's more prevalent or whether it's just more picked up on or people are just living longer, so you're gonna,
well, that's funny, isn't it? When you think
get you.
40 was quite old. 45 was ancient a few hundred years ago.
Oh, a few hundred years ago.
Oh, yeah. No. But, and people in their... 60s and 70s, when we were younger, were always thought of as really old, and occasionally you got them in their 80s, and, you know. But now, of course, people live until sort of 60, 70, quite, well, most people do.
Yeah.
Well, not most people. Well, I don't know. It's difficult to tell, isn't it? I mean, that's it. You do get a bit sort of, you do get a bit transfixed on dying, death and the processes thereof when you have cancer.
I guess so. And there's been all that talk this week about the assisted dying bill and things, which has been... Was that this week? Yeah, I think it was.
Sorry?
You were getting quite sort of thinking about that, weren't you?
I was thinking about it. I mean, I it's got flip all to do with anybody else. And when I get to the stage where they want to stick a tube in every orifice... I just want to say, give me the syringe.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't kind of agree with it, really, but...
No, I think it's...
The thing I'm most upset about, we registered because it... Are you all right?
Yeah.
We have just got up, really. I mean, I know you got up a lot earlier, but I went to bed a lot later.
You did.
The thing I find most upsetting, I think, really... is you you know, you look back on life and you think, I'm lucky. I look back on life and think, I've been really lucky. I've never really had to work. Just sit in a studio and talk. And as somebody rang me the other night and said, you've never had a job, James, in your life. What do you know about it? But this assisted dying, whole thing about assisted dying, should be up to the individual. But all they hang on is, A, the ridiculous religious rubbish, which is, okay, if you're religious, fine, you do what you want. Nobody's saying you have to do it. Nobody's saying. And then, oh, well, everybody's going to be bumping off their parents and grandparents. Well, let them try. They're not coming anywhere near me. I mean, that's looking for reasons not to put it through. And then the health secretary, if you can call him that, says, well, I'll be voting against it. I find it's like, you know, we're getting a bit political, really, but, you know, it's like this argument about abortion that should only have anything to do with the woman whose body it concerns.
I'm getting bored now.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, you started me on it. Apart from that, I mean, we have, it's been a quiet week because you've been working hard. Must be difficult this time of year for you.
Not yet. January's the mad busy time.
Oh, right. So. You keep telling me you've got loads to do and disappear. I should be worried.
No, I do have lots of work to do, but it's not tax returns yet.
No, I know.
Just accounts.
I'm joking. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, oh, golly, got to get my tax returns in. I'll leave it to the last moment, though. I said, oh, you should talk to my wife. She'll tell you that's not a good idea.
No, I do have two clients that normally turn up on the 31st of January with it. And I'm just like...
Why don't you tell them?
I don't think I'm going to stay up till midnight for them this year.
Did you last year? No, you didn't, did you?
I have done in the past to get them all done, but...
Golly, I'd treble what you charge them if I were you for that. Because they could get them done now, couldn't they?
Yeah.
There's no reason, because of the accounts, for people who have to do those sort of things.
Yeah, no, the sooner they get them to me, then the sooner I can sort of spread out my workload.
And then you don't have to work 7 days a week in January?
No, probably only six.
I'm getting bored now. So this coming week, we've got, I've got a few hospital appointments, scans.
You have. We've got to see Professor Tom on the same day that the farmers are going to London, so that'll be fine. We can go to the...
We're not going to a demonstration.
To go and support the farmers.
Well, yeah, I mean, we live in the middle of a farm, don't we, really? I mean, we're surrounded by fields.
My office is on a farm.
And your office is on a farm?
And a dairy farm.
Yeah.
The farmer's very sad.
I do not understand how that decision was made. Well, in the same way, I don't understand how the decision to scrap pensioners'
and
fuel allowances.
And on the next day, you've got your scan.
Yeah.
So you've got scan... I mean, I need to tell them, I need to email the doctors and tell them that they've forgotten about your head.
People do.
They've only booked you in for a body scan.
Oh, we need a head scan.
Yeah, definitely. So that's on Wednesday.
Do you know, I'm really lucky. Not, you know, the NHS are brilliant and they are looking after me. And you do, if I hadn't got you to keep on top of things.
You wouldn't have your head scanned.
I wouldn't have my head scanned, would I?
Well, they'd realise afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But it's much better to get it all done on the same day if you can.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's because they're not so worried about your head anymore.
Well, do you know, I feel so sorry for Davina McCall. And I'm sure she'll be fine, absolutely fine, because it's not, it's benign, which means it's basically a cyst, isn't it? But in the brain, it's on my pituitary gland. I have a tumour.
And you've got a frontal lobe one as well.
Oh, have I really? I forget about that one.
But that one hasn't done anything since it arrived.
No.
Which is good.
But the other one did a lot, didn't it? I had double
wreaked
vision.
Wreaked havoc. Oh, it wreaked havoc, the little devil, didn't it?
You didn't like the way my eyes went?
And your eyes were spinning in. Who's that? You like Mel Brooks? Is that the actor with the funny eyes?
I don't know. Is it? Maybe. But it was...
Maybe it's a different one.
But I had this amazing... surgery that is available on the NHS.
Yeah, your cyberknife.
I was cyberknifed.
And it's been fabulous. It just perfectly, you had no side effects apart from a headache for about half an hour afterwards.
Oh, God, that was a headache.
And it totally zapped it all and made it all stop.
They don't actually cut into you.
No, it's a
cyberknife.
It's a laser beam.
Yeah. The interesting thing, we've talked about it before, I think, on the podcast. They make you this helmet.
A meat helmet?
They make
you a
helmet.
Sorry, I've gone into Austin Powers mode.
Not a meat helmet. Make you a helmet of metal.
I've gotten on the mental vibe of the sharks with the laser beams on their heads, and I've gone off on a tangent. I'll bring myself back out of Austin Powers land.
Not the way for an accountant to behave. Anyway, so the funny thing, we talked about it before, it's like being in a spaceship. And no human beings do. Well, I suppose there was a human being telling the robots what to do.
Yes, there was a man that was switching it on and off and driving it.
Oh, right. Were you in the control room?
No.
Do they not let you?
No. I had to go right outside and shut the door in case I got radiated. I came out with a ready brick glow.
Yeah, but the thing is,
other
you can't talk.
Other cereals are available.
And they said to me, well, we think we're going to have to do you five appointments of about 10 minutes each. And then the day we got there, they said, well, we think you're fit enough to go through nearly an hour where they screw your head in this mask down.
And you weren't allowed to talk.
Very difficult. But I didn't enjoy it, but it was interesting.
Well, you were allowed to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
You had to talk in your ears.
I did, yeah. And I'd managed not to shout.
Yeah, that was probably not the right thing. You should have had soothing music.
I should have, shouldn't I,
provocative
really?
Chat.
Yeah. But I have to say, I am amazed because they said it probably won't sort it out for more than a few months. And I had the most appalling headaches from this. I mean, I've never had headaches in my life. I didn't know how bad they could be, like super migraines and things like that. So anyway, Davina, we're sending you our love and best wishes, because having anything done with your head is pretty
unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. And having robots wandering around you while you can't move your head and thinking, what are they doing now? It's quite strange. And it was in a room, it was all white and...
It was like a spaceship.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I thought, when I get out, will I be on the moon?
You were in the nuclear medicine department.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Well, there was a big sign on the wall.
Nuclear medical department.
Nuclear medicine, this way.
Nuclear? I never thought about that, I suppose, yeah. Oh,
Do you know, there's a bit of a problem at the moment because there's a shortage of the isotopes that they need to do the radiotherapy. And we used to have a little reactor that made them our own, but now we can only get them, from Holland. And the reactor there's broken or something, so there's a massive shortage and people can't have their therapy.
But why are we not making them?
I know. We should have our own little isotope reactor maker.
We, as soon as we get this government sorted out and we have people who know what they're doing, like, you know, Trump is getting business people in to run his... That's what we need, in my humble opinion. Mm. We're getting political
again. It's probably a bit
different. You and I should do a show.
You can't just easily go and make a little nuclear reactor, but it's only for medical reasons, but it's very, very important. We did used to be the world leaders, and now we have to
give up all this stuff? We invent things and we get rid of them, and we don't see the value of people who do this sort of work.
No.
Which is a shame.
No. Oh. You prize footballers more highly.
How come footballers are the highest prized thing? You know, when I first started in work, DJs were, I thought that's where the money is.
Oh,
you could even make more money than being the star whose music you were playing. Sadly, that changed as soon as I started.
What did you do with it all? Where's it gone?
Well, I was always the late night. They were always the lowest paid.
Oh, right.
You know. I'm not hiding anything from you, honey. I just spent everything.
I'm glad you did and enjoyed your life.
Yeah. You go from one kind of cock up. I suppose not actually really ever having a job, but going from one contract to another. I was very lucky. I could always find something to do, even if it, you know, some people say, well, but you used to be on such and such. Well, now, why are you working there? Well, because I needed a job. And I like what I do. And I want to carry on doing it as long as I can.
Good.
I want to, you know, somebody to hear a big smack on the desk. And that's it. Finish in the middle of a show.
I see what you mean.
As my head falls down.
Oh.
I'd like to die while I'm working.
Well, that would be an interesting show, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It is working. It's what you do. You're just very, very lucky and one of the very few people who loves their work.
But hang on, even though you're an accountant, you like it.
Yeah, I don't hate my work at all. No, I do quite enjoy it. I like it when it all adds up nicely.
Yeah, I've never known anybody. It's funny because we got on really well, but we are completely poles apart on lots of things, aren't we?
We are. I think I'm getting a bit older and wearier now. So whereas before, if there was like a bit of a tax investigation, I'd be, oh, bring it on, let's have a battle. And now I'm like, oh, dear.
Yeah, I think you get older and you begin to think, is it worth it anymore? And
I'd rather just do like nice, easy things now.
Yeah. Do you know, another thing that really has annoyed me over the past couple of weeks, I'm not going to mention the idiot's name, but somebody, she just wants to be famous, being rude about Princess Kate and saying how terrible she looks. And,
she
looks old, and just because she's got cancer, and just really nasty, horrible, vicious.
That's just rude, isn't it?
Yeah, doing it just to get clicks online.
She's lovely, elegant, beautiful, and stunning.
And you see, when people, that's the other thing. If you have cancer, it's a difficult thing to come to terms with. Once you come to terms with it and you realise, you know, you're on limited time. For me, I'm quite elderly. It doesn't really, I'll miss you. I will miss you. I'll miss her being told to hold my knife and fork the right way
or to use a knife.
Not
just a fork for you.
No,
sitting at the table.
That does annoy you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Although I have stopped you using a knife and fork in Italian restaurants eating spaghetti.
Well, you tried to.
Well, yeah, I tried to. It didn't work.
But then who's the one who ends up with it all down their front? I don't think it's me.
Well, no, but that's all part of having it anyway. And I think, you know, when Kate and people of her age with youngish children in that situation and then people with children who get cancer, you can't really complain, can you, when you're in your 70s?
No.
60s, 70s, whatever.
Well, you can complain, but it sort of puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It's already worth complaining, is it? Well, I don't know. I've made a living out of complaining. What am I talking about?
Yeah. Or if it makes you feel better to have a little bit of a moan now and again, a little bit of a grizzle now and again, that's fine, isn't it?
But not blame it on the doctors and the nurses, because quite often, if I hadn't got you, I wouldn't be following half the rules. I'd be getting my drugs mixed up. I know they sort it out if they think you can't manage and everything else, but it is difficult.
Mm.
I mean, I'm on this appalling chemo, which, when I know whether it's having any effect at all.
Well, even I have to really concentrate when I'm doing the pills, and I have to tell you not to talk to me, because I'm halfway through, because they all look the same. They're all just round white pills. So it's
impossible. Well, some are bigger than others.
They're mostly the same. So it's if you
and the chemo
if
ones
you can't
are
remember
brown.
Which one you've done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have to not be interrupted when I'm in.
And they're
mode.
Too small to have anything written on some of them. No, and then I found one the other day, which was only an indigestion one to stop you getting bad indigestion, wasn't it?
Hmm.
But I found one in the bed, and I thought, when I had to take a load of tablets, I must have missed one.
Oh, dear. I hope you don't do that to you. Maybe that's why you were feeling tired last week. Maybe you dropped all your hydrocortisones or something.
I don't know. Everybody thinks the only thing you're on or not, you know, it's chemotherapy, but there are loads of other things.
Yeah, you have to have all your anti-sickness ones, your blood thinners, your anti-indigestions.
I'm amazed I can walk.
And
well,
all your hormone replacements.
Yeah. Although I've given up on one of those, but we won't go into that.
You didn't start on it, then?
No, because when we went to get it from the chemist, I said, well,
the chemist wouldn't hand it over.
No, they wouldn't hand it over, so they haven't given you the right prescription, so. It's not one that's life-threatening, but it's one that can kill your dogs.
I think you did talk about it the other week.
Did I?
You did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look at these guys.
Yeah, the dogs are all fully settled in.
I've got one on my shoulders and one between my legs.
You have indeed.
Yes.
I'm feeling a bit neglected.
Well, you had, yeah, okay.
But they did.
Well,
they
you've
did.
Had them, you were up this morning early, you had them for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You had them last night. When I come in after doing the show and you've already gone to bed, so I try not to wake you up and sleep in another room and all of that, but it doesn't really work at the moment, does it?
No, because the dogs do, they do a bit of woofing when you come in, but that's good. They'll get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, we have only had them 5 weeks. Is it 5 weeks?
Something like that. Yeah. But they seem... No, that wasn't a doorbell, but don't worry.
No, that was just Alexa checking up on us.
Ears alert.
Listening to everything we say.
I'm going to take them for a walk in a minute.
Not both together.
After I've done your... Do your breakfast and then...
Well, that would be nice.
I've made some potato cakes because we had some leftovers.
I've never had potato cakes.
They're nice with their bacon and eggs and everything.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think so.
I'm sure they are. I mean, I like fried potatoes.
That's all it is. It's just fried mashed potato in the shape of a round cake thing.
Oh, so that's all? You just make it into a shape?
Yeah, you just mix a bit of flour with it to make it kind of stick together. Otherwise, it kind of
falls apart. Yeah.
And then you make it into a little sort of pancakey shape.
I always used to look forward to weekends and having, you know, leftover fried mashed potato.
Well, that's what you're having.
Excellent.
With bacon, eggs... And then do you want mushrooms and tomatoes?
Why not?
And a bit of toast?
Yeah. Healthier than beans.
And fried bread. You can have beans if you want beans.
No, I don't think I could eat all. Otherwise, I won't be eating for a... That's the other thing is you're not supposed to be as hungry as I am with cancer.
Well, you're not that hungry because you just live on cornflakes for most of the week.
Well, that's because you're at work and I've lost the will to cook.
I do leave you lots of things you can just pop in the oven. For... Yeah, you had leftover spicy shepherd's pie and leftover roast beef and roast dinner.
I didn't eat the...
You didn't eat them, no.
No, I ate the shepherd's pie. I ate the shepherd's pie, don't
we? You gave the lovely rare roast beef to the dogs and had cornflakes.
The other problem is that the chemo I'm on affects my taste buds and I could quite easily...
cornflake cravings.
It does. I mean, crunchy nut cornflakes in particular. Do you think we could get them to sponsor the podcast? If you have cancer and you really want something to cheer you up...
You're keeping that business afloat at the moment.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I do crave crunchy nut cornflakes occasionally.
We can through like litres of milk a week just for cooking. It's fine. I mean, it's not a problem.
No.
If that's what you want, have it.
Yeah, and I get, you know, you made me a really lovely proper food. What did we have the other night? Risotto. Very, very posh.
It's not that
very nice, isn't it?
It's not posh, it's just an Italian staple.
And the shepherd's pie that I did eat for lunch was excellent because it was curried.
It was spiced, Indian spiced.
Indian spiced.
Mr. Toddy Waller's recipe.
Well, it was brilliant and I really enjoyed it.
Good.
And I could taste it.
Good.
But, you know, like just a piece of chicken or a piece of beef or...
You need spicy stuff.
I do at the moment. And it affects your mouth and your tongue and your feet and your hands. Well, I suppose if it's in your body to kill off certain things, it probably doesn't do other bits
It must be a sign that it's doing more damage to the cancer than it's doing to you.
Well, I jolly well hope it is, because it's... Well, listen, we should go. I think we're not being very cheery this week, are we?
I don't know.
But you do get, whether it's just mentally you get down and then you can't be bothered to do anything and then you get into not a depression. I don't think I get that depressed, do you?
No. I need to get your energy reserve saved up because we've got a really busy week next week. Not only you've got two hospital days and then we've got to go and see Cammy's new flat and we're having lunch with her on Friday. And then Saturday we're going to the ball.
God, is it this coming
and
Saturday?
And Sunday we're going to the golf club for lunch with Renee and Jess and Kelly and Jude. So we've got full-on activities. So I don't even know when we're going to fit the podcast in next week.
Well, we'll fit it in.
We'll have more things to talk about.
Yeah, and who's going to look after the most important members of the family?
Well, we'll have to check whether Eddie can pop in.
Yeah. Oh, doggly dogs. Okay, so should we go and get on with the potato cakes?
Yeah, I shall go and put my pinny on.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.